The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm always super nice and I never expect anything in return, but it sure is nice when you're nice and you get something back. Let's talk about it on this Thursday morning. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So we recently hosted a concert and it's very hot outside and I don't know why they made us park miles away and we're pulling up and security's outside in the sun just beating down on them. And I said, hey, are you guys okay? Do you need any water or anything? They're like, oh, Dana. Now, thank you very much. Thank you. You know what? Why don't you park right here? I said, yes.
Oh, yeah, and then after we pulled off, I was like, man, I'm glad they didn't want that water because we didn't have any.
I didn't have any water. But that's not the point. The point is I asked them if they needed it.
I don't know if you were being nice.
I don't know. The trickery is overtaking the story here.
Anyway, I'm out though, dog. I didn't expect to get anything back. If they would have asked you for water.
You didn't expect to give anything either.
No. We didn't have anything to give.
Automatic, I don't know if you noticed or not, but there was a little ice chest right next to him. I knew they already had water.
All
right,
so then you hustled them. That's what you did.
Maybe.
That was a nice.
Maybe.
I did an actual nice thing the other day.
This guy
shows up at our front door, knocks on the front door. And he's like, hey, man, I ran out of gas. Can you help me? And
of course, he didn't ask you to help. He said, I'm going to park my car here.
Oh, yeah.
And you said, nah, you won't get towed. And you slammed the door on him.
And I shut the door because I was like, oh, he ran out of gas. He can walk. And then I started thinking, I was like, man, it's kind of far to a gas station from here. And it's really hot outside. And then my daughter pretty much shamed me. She was like, Dad, you're just going to let him be? And I was like, I don't know that guy. It could be like a murderer, or be a weirdo.
Instantly, I thought that he was just checking the house to see if anybody was home.
That's what I thought.
That's the first thing in my head.
That's what I thought too. And so I came back inside, and then I got shamed by my wife and shamed by my daughter. And so I walked outside,
and he had an actual gas can.
And I was like, hey man, I could give you a ride to get. And he was like, oh, for real? You give me a ride to get this gas? Find out he just graduated from college, and he got a degree in kinesiology. He's never ran out of gas before. He's a wrestling coach. He was a normal guy, but my hood instinct was like, oh, this guy's trying to set me up.
Yeah. My favorite part about your story, too, is knowing, as a college dropout myself, knowing that there's a college graduate who also runs out of gas.
So even with a degree, sometimes you can't
pay for gas.
But
still run out of gas. Guys are guys, bro. Guys are guys.
He said it was the first time it happened.
Oh, no, it wasn't, dude. No, it wasn't. You're too resourceful, dog.
He got the gas can of the car for a reason, okay? I was like, sir, don't lie. Don't lie. National Day, Anthony A.
Oh, it's National Day. Can I get some water? No, it's not. All right. Let's go ahead and start with National Pickleball Day.
Hey.
Which I want to say shout out to my friend Jimmy. I'm not sure if there's like professional pickleballs.
There is now.
Oh, he's an influencer with the pickleball stuff. So shout out to my dog.
You know what's interesting? We've had so many couples lately ask us, right, Otto, you want to go play pickleball with us? Is it like the new couple game?
Might be because he has a hot girl. Oh, respect. My bad, dog. He has a girlfriend.
Yeah,
they met playing pickleball. So
for real,
it might be a thing. Maybe I need to get over there. And we also have International Cat Day because if you don't meet your partner playing pickleball, you're gonna have a cat.
Are you not a cat person yet?
Oh yeah, I love
cats.
Have
you ever had a cat?
No, I never owned one. But
Dana without me would be a cat lady.
Oh wow! No, as you know from my past, I've married everybody I meet, so I just happen to love you. Okay.
Let's keep it going. All right, and let's go to wrap it up on National Dollar Day. All right, this is shouting out the day in 1786 when the Congress established the American dollar.
Okay, what could you buy for a dollar still? The Arizona 99-cent tea. Okay, you could buy a pack of gum. What about drinks? Can you get drinks for a dollar
like
at the
drink
bar?
Specials?
Yeah, drink specials?
No. Well, maybe they still do the dollar. Oh, shout out to all the people that used to show up to the club from 10 to 11 for those dollar drinks when I would be DJing there and there'd be
nobody
there.
In a club.
And they would show up at 10:45 and they'd be just to get the dollar drinks.
It's people with cats that show up early.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
DJ Automatic describes this next conversation we're going to have as a wake-up moment. Do you behave differently, men, now that you're in a relationship with your woman? It's what guys think. And Anthony A. noted this today.
Automatic, though, you need to be an independent man, dude. We need this. This is what I'm pulling from the story, honestly, though, as I'm worried for you that you're not able to make coffee in your own castle. In your own castle, dude.
That's a true story, man.
Well, I came up with three things that I used to do for myself, but now my wife does for me.
You're 100% dependent on me.
Yes, before, when I was single, I used to take care of my clothes by taking them to get washed.
Oh,
I would take them to the laundromat and have the lady, wash, fold them. Now my wife does it for me.
Oh,
and if she doesn't do it, then I'll have clean clothes.
He will complain to me about not having his newer underwear before he'll hand wash them or do something for him.
I don't know how to turn on the washing machine.
Oh my God, let's go.
I'm so proud. Oh my gosh, I forgot. It's a new washing machine. You really
never used it one time.
What?
Oh my gosh.
That, I mean, I don't know if that's sad or impressive.
The next thing, food/coffee. My wife cooks for me all the time, and you would think that I would cook more often because my mom didn't really cook for me growing
up. Yeah, dude, you used to be able to get down, don't you?
Yeah, and or I would always just go out to eat, and I never drank coffee before, Dana. So
I know you don't really cook that much because every time you do cook, it's a celebration. Like Dana,
it really is. Well, the only part that's not worth celebrating is cleaning up after his mess when he cooks. But I actually posted that on Instagram. You used to make, when I met Automatic, Anthony.
Well, I used to live alone. I had to cook.
Nah, but when I would go visit him, he would show out a little bit. He would make these papas con carne burritos. They're potato and meat burritos. Ooh. With a Sadie sauce on top. Man, let me tell you, they were so good. I ain't seen one of those since he put a ring on my finger.
Come on.
My spaghetti was busting, dude. And the last thing, I mean, I'm just going to say it. My cleanliness is all up to my wife at this point. And I'm talking about my body and my house.
To remind him to take a shower.
No, that's not true. I take a shower every single day.
But I have to.
You have to remind me to do my skin regimen.
Okay, there you go, dude.
So I would probably never have a skin regimen if I didn't have a wife.
Damn, dude. Do you even set an alarm clock or no?
No, my wife wakes me up.
Rise and shine.
He don't even wake himself up.
My mom didn't even do all this stuff for me. You marry a Mexican woman and she takes over your life.
And you love it.
I do.
What do you thoroughly depend on your partner for? Call us right now or send me a voice message at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Drake did a song with Rihanna called Too Good, but the song is about another girl he dated. Let's discuss this. Time for the Daily Dirt. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
All right, we have Shawn Mendes celebrating his birthday, hey. Megan Good, and Ryan Garcia.
All right, Drake released new music, but more importantly, he let us in on some of the behind the scenes of him making some of his classic music. One of my favorites, Too Good. I thought the song was about Rihanna. It's about Serena Williams. How do I know? Because here he is telling his mom.
This is more about me and Serena.
I gathered that.
When I make songs about women, I also make songs for them. If I'm going to talk about them, I'll at least do them the justice of making them a song that they like. I know Serena very well. She'll hear it, but she'll also not hate me for it because it's lighthearted.
She has seen someone else.
I don't know, Mom.
Notice Mom is like, okay, Drake, this is a good song, but you better not be talking bad about her. And she's seeing someone else, and Drake is highly bothered by his mother telling him to be nice to Serena Williams.
That was a classic mom-son moment
totally
right there.
Totally mom-son moment. You could tell he has so much respect for her. That's all good. How much, though, can your ex talk about you? I mean, this man's making songs about famous women.
My ex was a Grammy Award-winning music artist, all you want, bro. That'd be fun in that light.
I mean, he's like, can Drake write a song about me? We don't have to date.
Automatic, you silly. You are foolish. Haven't you ever been in a relationship where somebody's talking bad about you? Because I know I have.
I had a woman stalk me for 5 years.
Automatic, she didn't just stalk you. She tried to fight me. That's a whole different topic right there.
It's good that you guys match each other's toxic. What's up, dude? Also, side note, I think Drake's still trolling Kendrick with this, all these releases and all this stuff, because Kendrick told him, like, yo, don't talk about Serena no more, and he's putting out all this, like, the Serena content.
Wait, you're right.
And I think there's a bigger troll move to this, and I think this is the best thing Drake has done since the engagement of the battle with Kendrick Lamar.
You saw what 21 Savage said.
No, I didn't.
No, what did he say?
Oh, hold on, right here, hold up. No rap cap, come out my mouth, made a couple songs, think he hot
now, he does this up, he think he pop now, broad daylight, he got shot down. Wow. You know what? We talked to E-40. We're going to play a little of that audio later on. He said, I'm Team Kendrick. But one of the things I said is that no matter what, they're both incredible artists, but there's just no comparison when it comes to the body of work. I know Kendrick is the artist. Who cares? Yeah, I just want to know more about Drake and Serena Williams. What you feel about your ex talking about you behind your back? Is it okay? Or would you be upset?
I'm upset.
877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, we work a lot in this country. Mm. Let's work and never sleep. And so when you do take vacation, I've got a way for you to get more days without losing days from your company. Okay, new study just dropped. Can't wait to share this with you. I go last, DJ Automatic.
What's better, to have loved and lost or to have never loved at all?
I like that I love you. I've lost in the past too.
According to an ABC News poll, it's the latter, is to have never loved.
What?
This conversation sounds like a Drake song. Go ahead, dude.
Most people surveyed say that they had a relationship that they regretted, but would not have pursued it in the first place because they didn't like the feeling of having their little heart crushed.
Damn. That's part of life. Every single relationship you've had is a teaching moment. Yes, some hurt, some, you know, whatever, but it's to make you a better person.
Heartache, though, is a mother.
Oh, I know that automatically.
The heartbreak sucks. I think for me, the more meaningful question is, like, when it comes to the act of laying or sleeping with a person, would you rather, like, never have sex or have had sex, period? For me, that's what it comes down to versus the heartbreak. The heartbreak ain't really the thing, dog. My life changed.
I like my sexy time with
that. And the difference between men and women right here.
Yeah,
like, what are you even talking about over here?
You equate love to sex. Sex is not love.
Let me ask you something really quick. Do you remember that first real heartbreak? Like, you just felt like you were going to die, but you're here. You got past it. It's a learning process. And just to let you know, if you're going through it, you're going to get through it too.
Hell yeah, dog.
And you'll have sexy time with someone else, like Anthony A. said.
You could go kick it with the homies because, according to the University of Oxford, I just said Oxford.
Oxford.
Men need at least two guys out a week in order to stay healthy. Yes, professors at the university are saying that casual gatherings, getting together with the bros, helps form a strong bond, reduces depression, and helps just with other male insecurities and mental issues that we may have.
2 days a week.
I mean, I go out DJ probably two nights a week. I feel like that's my guys' nights out.
And when we go and kick it with the bros, ladies, don't ask us what we did because we don't even know. We just sat there and just made up random sports names. That's the best thing to do with guys, dude. That's my favorite thing to do with the bros.
Otto has friends. He'll go, like he says, he'll go DJ NBA game or whatever. And my homie, I'm like, what's his name? He's like, I don't know.
I can be friends with somebody for a year and have no idea what their name is.
I've been friends with my friend Mondo since we were 13 years old. He's been with his wife for over a decade. I don't know her name. That's my homie's wife. I don't even pay attention to her, dog.
All right, so in case you missed it, you can get more days when you go on vacation, according to Skyscanner, by using holidays to your advantage to maximize that vacay time. In other words,
this
President's
sounds like a whole
Day.
Lot of common sense.
Yeah, automatically. A lot of people don't think like that, though. So President's Day, right? You get off on Thursday, and that way you're already off on Monday. Boom, you got an extra day and a weekend. Yay. Same thing for Memorial Day, Labor Day. Now, sometimes people say, well, Christmas and Thanksgiving, it costs more to travel. No, not necessarily if you book early.
I feel like you need to give our audience a little more credit than this.
No, DJ, I don't know. I think it gets competitive out there when you're asking days off. Like, I remember when I worked at the restaurant, dude, you had to like fight
for
it.
You gotta ask like 2 months ahead.
And it wasn't even guaranteed if they approved it. You show up like 2 weeks later, like, no, you gotta come in, bro.
You gotta go in early. Plus, even days like Valentine's Day, when you, like you just said, working at a restaurant, it's gonna be tough to get off V-Day evening.
Why would you want to? You're gonna make the most tips you're probably gonna make that year.
And then you can take your vacation later. I love that. All right, you want the article?
Tell that to your girlfriend.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You know I love my girl Wendy, right? Wendy's, the fries and the square cheeseburgers and all that. Well, she is bringing us something nice and cool and inexpensive. We'll talk about it in food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags. It's the Dana Cortez Show inside the T-Mobile studios, and I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
Breakdancing debuts at the Olympics mañana. Oh. Remember, breakdancing started way back when in the Bronx, right? Automatic, you're the expert, so I'm asking you.
I wasn't alive when it started. I know that, but
I just want to make sure it was the Bronx. 16 men, 16 women, referred to as B-boys and B-girls, are going to compete in battle-style dancing. When one breaker finishes, their opponent starts their routine. They're going to be judged on five categories: vocabulary, musicality, originality, technique, and execution. And so we can watch it tomorrow.
This sounds like a pretty traditional B-boy battle there.
100%. They're keeping it just like the original breakdancers did back in the day.
Yeah! Not to compare, this is something I don't know if I should be talking about, but I feel like in regards to like gymnastics, there's like technicality aspects to breakdancing.
Yes, that's how they're going to grade that.
Scale it on too, and it's cool to see that, and then like also sports like skateboarding as well too.
Yes.
So shout out to Naja too for placing as an American.
So I do want to say I am so anxious to hear the music. Of course, 100% all about
the
dancers.
Pretty sure they're going to go with the classics. They're going to go with the B-boy classics.
We'll find out tomorrow.
I mean, they need to.
2028, do we get like DJ DJ Olympics? That'd be crazy, dude.
Automatic, you down?
I'm going to start training now.
All right, automatic food news.
Wendy's is giving us $1 small Frosties from now until September 15th. And here's the greatest thing about it. There's no limit to how many you can buy. You can say, hey, you know what? I want 20 Frosties right now. And it's $20.
For
$1.
So
well, I mean, plus tax. But
Yeah. Imagine going for lunch and then you bring the whole office some Frosties.
Oh, that's amazing.
You're the winner. You know, everybody loves the person that brings the free food.
A very
free food.
Underrated combo is Wendy's fries and a Frosty. I don't understand how it goes together, but it just does.
It just does.
It just works.
It's probably the best thing that they have to offer.
I can't stand it. Anthony just said that, and my mouth just watered right here on the radio.
For the ones by my apartment, Wendy or whoever you are in charge, you need to talk to them about how friendly they are to their customers.
Oh, the manager.
Oh, yeah,
we live by each other, so Anthony and I have boycotted that Wendy's because that lady is out of hand.
You would think I showed up and did it. Like, I don't know.
Like, you did something wrong for ordering food.
She's like, you're bothering me. I'm on my Instagram. Stop.
He pulled up to the drive-thru and says,
what do you want?
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, speaking of a dollar, it's National Dollar Day.
Hey, things you can buy for a dollar. Hello, Wendy's Frosty.
And on this day in 1786, the U.S. Congress established a dollar.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Don't ask people how that's going right now, though. All right, we also have International Cat Day for my cat lovers out there and producer Chewy. He's a cat lover.
I love cats. I want a cat so badly, but our dogs will eat it. So
don't ever mess with cat people on the internet. They will end you.
Thanks. Yeah, end your whole political career, too. All right, what else?
And it's going to wrap it up on Global Sleep Under the Stars Day. August is the peak viewing season for meteor showers.
When I was little, my Nana would take a mattress out to the backyard and we would sleep on these super soft sheets. And I remember they smelled like whatever she washed the clothes with. And we would just talk and talk. And I would fall asleep with her scratching my head looking at the stars. It was like one of the most amazing memories of my life.
That's so much more pleasant than my dad used to pass out outside.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, for sure it is.
I think that's seeing stars.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh, Nelly, what was you doing? He got arrested. Let's talk about this now. It's time for the Daily Dirt. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
All right, we have Shawn Mendes celebrating his birthday, Megan Good, and Ryan Garcia.
Nelly was arrested in Maryland Heights for allegedly possessing some ecstasy pills, for allegedly not having any car insurance, and no wife in sight.
That's wild, dog. That he's still doing drugs, I guess, the early
2000s. What are you doing now?
I didn't even know people still do ecstasy.
I mean, Nelly's 50
I'm going
years old.
Down, baby.
At 4:45 in the morning, he should be in bed.
He should be at home with his wife, who's about to have
and
a baby.
Just think about it. He's just out there. He's the real 69 God. Yeah. He's out there, four pills deep, looking. Yeah.
I'm sitting here giggling now because I'm past my pregnancy, but I'm thinking to myself, automatic, if you've been arrested, I would not bail you out of jail. I promise you that if you call me, Dana, I'm out here in New York, I'd be like, you better call somebody else. You better call Murphy Lee with that.
I remember I did go to a strip club while you were pregnant, and you never let me live it down the entire time.
I didn't care that you went. What happened when you walked through the door, automatic? Don't lie.
You said, you smell so awful. You smell like strippers and booze. Go take a shower now.
I didn't say you smell like strippers and booze. I didn't even know where you stunk, and it just smelled not pleasant.
Yeah, and I think that's the way to approach this situation. Nelly's not a bad guy. Four pills, it's not good. It's not good, but it's not like
Anthony.
It's not like he's Pablo Escobar. You know, it's not like he's wild out here.
On a timeline, I was like, was he selling something? I was like, no, obviously
he was partying.
You know what's crazy though is he just sold his masters for $50 million and he still doesn't have car insurance. That's like, come on, dude, that's alarming.
Call State Farm. Somebody get Jake on the phone. All right,
the Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier today, we were talking about sleeping outside, and I had this memory. And I told you, Automatic and Anthony, about my grandma. She would pull the mattress outside. We sleep in the backyard. It was a great memory. There's actually research that says when you think about a positive childhood memory, according to BrainHQ.com, it helps your brain health. Now, hold on. If you dwell on negative memories, it has the opposite effect.
I truly believe that because I think people sit around and worry about their problems and make them bigger problems.
Yeah, or why did this happen to me? And don't get me wrong, I understand that. There are things that happen, but when you do dwell on negativity, then you just have all of these negative feelings,
yeah,
right?
I think it's important to reflect on good and bad times to know where you came from and how you're going to continue going forward.
Yeah.
There's a memory I always think. There's a lot of memories, but since my uncle, I feel like he had such an important role in raising me. I never knew my father, don't know who he is or anything. Couldn't pick him out of a lineup. My Theo Frankie was there every single day. He would take me to catechism, take me to school, taught me to read. But I remember dancing with him. And he was in the Army, so he wore Army boots every single day. And I would put my feet in my socks on top of his boots, and he would just dance. He loved the blues, and he loved old school music, and he would play his records. I can still hear the little record, and I would just dance with him.
That was a beautiful memory.
It's sprinkled so great.
In with slight trauma. It was only...
it wouldn't be Dana Cortez without a little sprinkle of trauma.
Can I get the trauma on the side, please?
Yeah. It wasn't so fun when he'd come home drunk, but other than that, most of the time it was good, man.
I thought
come
we were
going
to try to be positive.
One memory I look back on is my lifelong friend. I'm fortunate enough to have a lifelong friend. My friend Adrian, I was the best man at his wedding, and our bromance kicked off in third grade, and I still remember...
Oh my gosh,
me and him can remember, I walked up to him, he had a Raiders shirt on, I had a Raiders shirt on, I was like, yo, you like the Raiders? Yep. And we've been friends ever since. And
guy friendship right there. Dude, you just kicked off a great memory for me. The day I moved from Minnesota to New Mexico, I met three guys, Aaron, Tomas, and Bobby.
You must have moved to a Latino neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, very.
Okay, automatically.
And they were hitting rocks with a tennis racket. And I was like, oh, those guys look like fun guys to hang out with because they're just launching them into the neighborhood. And I lived in a very dense neighborhood. And Aaron to this day says the first thing I said to him was, hey, what's that thing or majigger you got right there?
I've never heard you use the word thingamajigger. You just moved from Minnesota.
They didn't know any white boys, yeah.
Hey, concentrate on those positive memories. You'll be much happier for it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.